Week. I spent a week in Sweden with Victor, getting to know the church, a little bit about the Church of Sweden and where he works and what he does. And then he flew back to England with me on Monday, and he spent the week in the parish of St. John's and in the wider diocese, getting to know a little bit about the Church of England. Very kindly, he has agreed to preach this morning, which was a big ask, bearing in mind he's having to preach in another language. But he's very kindly said yes, so we can look forward to that a bit later. And we sit for our first reading.
The reading is from Hebrews chapter 10, verses 11 to 14 and 19 to 25. It can be found on page 976 of the Pew Bibles. And every priest stands day after day at his service, offering again and again the same sacrifices that can never take away sins. But when Christ had offered for all time a single sacrifice for sins, he sat down at the right hand of God, and since then has been waiting until his enemies would be made a footstool for his feet. For by a single offering he has perfected for all time those who are sanctified. Therefore, my friends, since we have confidence to enter the sanctuary by the blood of Jesus, by the new and living way that he opened for us through the curtain, that is, through his flesh, and since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us approach with a true heart, in full assurance of faith, with our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience, and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast to the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who has promised is faithful. And let us consider how to provoke one another to love and good deeds, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When he was sitting on the Mount of Olives opposite the temple, Peter, James, John, and Andrew asked him privately, "Tell us, when will this be, and what will be the sign that all these things are about to accomplish?" Then Jesus began to say to them, "Beware that no one leads you astray. Many will come in my name and say, 'I am he,' and they will lead many astray. When you hear of wars and rumors of wars, do not be alarmed. This must take place, but the end is still to come. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be earthquakes in various places. There will be famines. This is but the beginning of the birth pangs." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
To be human is not always easy. I have worked a lot with young people in the Swedish school and in the Church of Sweden, and the demands that young people put on themselves can really be impossible to achieve. It can be about getting great grades, being a good friend, to be good at the activities they have outside the school. Maybe they have a job they also should manage, and even if it's not always showing, they usually want to be good sons and daughters in the eyes of their parents. Many young people struggle with this and are sometimes ashamed of themselves, precisely because they feel they are not performing well enough. Being an adult is also not always the easiest. The feeling of being inadequate when you don't manage to piece together the weekdays with all that it implies can can for some people be incredibly shameful. To be human is not always easy, and I think that's a feeling that we share with the disciples of Jesus this Sunday morning. I cannot imagine how the disciples felt when Jesus said all of this. When he said that many will try to deceive them, the disciples who now have lived with Jesus for such a long time and probably thought that they know him very well, now get warned about that there is a risk that they will mistake him for someone else in the future, that there is a risk that they will confuse his prophecies with someone else's. I can't imagine the worry they felt when they heard that. But this is not all. They will also hear rumors of wars and about earthquakes. And in addition to this, there is a clear we and them perspective in the gospel today, because Jesus says that nation will rise against nation. And in the Swedish translation, it says that people will rise against people. Don't we recognize this? Isn't that happening right now in Europe and in the world in general? We live partly in a dark world, and when we look at the year that passed, we can remember how xenophobia is allowed to take place more and more around Europe. We also have seen how the Me Too movement has grown, and that as a result of how some people behave in a horrific way against other people. We live in a world that's not always bright and shiny. We live in a world where nations rise against nations and people against people. But at the same time, we want to believe that light overcomes darkness, and we put our hopes in that love actually is the greatest of all. I sat the other day and talked with a couple of lovely ladies outside here in the Grow Room, and we came to talk about what it means to be British, to be Swedish, or to be American. What is it that matters in our identity? And of course, the conversation resulted in that there aren't important where we come from, when all that matters is that we are all children of God. God does not make a difference among people, nor does God want us to do so. Instead, we should be God's hands on earth, and when we do so, we should have Jesus as our role model. Jesus invites us to love each other, but that's not all. We're going to do so with no strings attached. We should not love each other because of what our fellow human can accomplish or what they can do for us. Instead, we love each other because God's divinity is in each and every one of us. We will love each other because we are all God's images. You are an image of God, and so is the person sitting next to you in this wonderful church. The homeless on the street is an image of God, and even the person I dislike the most is an image of God and should therefore be treated accordingly. This love makes itself visible in today's epistle. The epistle invites us to encourage each other and to help one another to love and to do good deeds. There is something extremely selfless in this. I will try to show love, not because I'm so fantastic and wonderful and that my neighbor should be thankful to me, but because we are all God's images, and we should therefore let God's light up the way for others. But also because this love have a tendency to come back to the sender. Another perspective on this is through the words of Jesus in Luke 17:21, where Jesus answers the question of the Pharisees about when the kingdom of God will come. And Jesus says, "The kingdom of God is not coming with things that can be observed, nor will they say, 'Look, here it is,' or 'There it is.' For in fact, the kingdom of God is within you." The kingdom of God is within you. That is something to think about tonight when you stand in front of your bathroom mirror and brush your teeth. On and off, I get the question if I believe in miracles. And my answer has shifted from a clear no to a clear yes. This because of the fact that we live in a world that needs to believe in that the good will conquer. We need the faith in that miracles actually can happen. The question of whether Jesus' miracles actually have happened or not has been discussed over time and probably in most denominations. Some want to come up with explanations of the biblical stories that seems impossible. Others implying that everything is fake and fiction, while others buy the Bible's miracle stories completely. Regardless of what we think about the truth in the Bible stories, I think that one of the points with the gospel is to allow oneself to dare to believe in miracles. And perhaps there is difficulty in the understanding of what a miracle is, that it must be about things that cannot be explained, that it must be about illogical or supernatural events to be classified as a miracle. I wonder if it must be like that. A few years ago, I sat on the bus in Stockholm on my way to my former job. I then worked as a teacher, and I read the morning paper on the bus, and there was this article which since then had been stuck with me. It was about a man who every morning got up early to serve breakfast consisting of sandwich and coffee to the homeless people of Stockholm. He did this every morning, every day for a very long time. And I think that this is really a great job with so much love involved. But what makes this story even more outstanding is that the man himself was homeless just a couple of years earlier. And now he hardly had any money himself, but in some way he managed to do this for other homeless people. And his purpose was to help really vulnerable women, men, and children on the streets of Stockholm, because he said that I myself have been one of them. I believe in the impossible. I believe that God is a mystery that is partly impossible to understand and even more difficult to explain. But I also believe that some miracles can be grasped and intellectually understood. For me, the question of miracles is not a question of natural or supernatural, but instead a question of love. To me, it is about whether love is allowed to be just love and nothing else. The love where God is made visible through his images, through you and through me and our actions to one another. There is this Swedish author and poet named Bo Sätterlind who wrote a poem showing this, and he says, "Do not let the darkness stop you to seek the light. And when you found it, let others see, try, convince. Do you want light to live? Then light in others the same desire. Let the candle of boldness light the candle of boldness in the darkness of fear. Light the candle of justice in the darkness of corruption. Light the candle of freedom in the darkness of imprisonment. Light the candle of faith in the darkness of denial. Light the candle of hope in the darkness of despair. Light the candle of love in the darkness of death. Light candles. To be human is not always easy, but at the same time it's divine. For what does God want if not love? Amen.